The Chris Perullo Show's coverage of Search Engine Strategy San Jose was brought to you by MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com.
How long have you been online? Has it been weeks, months, years, decades? Well, Jill Whalen was one of the first people to be in this business, search engine optimization, starting in 1995, since almost before there was a web, or the web was really just beginning. Jill, what was the first page you SEO'd?
First page I SEO'd, probably that would be my parents' room site. I had a parenting website, and that's how I got into doing it. That would have been probably in 94, but I say 95 because that's when I started doing it for other people's sites.
What search engines were around at that point?
AltaVista was just coming around then, I think around 95, and Excite and Lycos, those were the ones we worried more about back in those days.
How could you search engine optimize and create something out of something that wasn't really there, meaning there really wasn't a roadmap for how to optimize for the search engines?
Yeah, and it's funny these days because everyone's looking for that roadmap. But, you know, you just look. I remember when I was trying to figure out how to get my parents' room site to show up, I just would look at sites and see, well, why did these ones show up? You know, and then I looked at the code, and it always, to me, was obvious that it was like the words on the page, even though people weren't saying that as much. It was still meta tags and stuff, you know, and I would do the meta tags, but I never felt like that was really doing much, even back in 95. Just by looking at the code and seeing what people did and trying it out on my own and seeing what worked and basically figuring it out, I really think more people need to do that today to learn.
So you're a DIY kind of person?
Absolutely.
Has that been your business since then?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I was doing a little bit of web design back then. I was never the greatest web designer, but, you know, when I realized that I was so far ahead of the curve on SEO, which wasn't even called that back then, I decided to focus more on that because there were more tools to do web design, and it just seemed like, you know, anyone and their brother was doing that. So by 97, I really focused more on just SEO.
What editors did you use at that point?
I still do my old 1994 copy of WebEdit. I still use that because I just like it. Every time I get a new computer, I go find it and download it.
Oh my God. Well, at least you're not using like the first version of FrontPage.
Oh no, never used FrontPage. No. Back then, you know, there was HotDog. Remember that one?
HotDog. Yeah, that does sound vaguely familiar.
Yeah, I didn't use that, but I found WebEdit and really liked that one.
So you're still using it to this day, and it works very well for SEO.
Well, I use it to, yeah, edit pages. If I ever have to, you know, edit tags or even the copy, yeah, that's what I use to edit my own site. I just pop it in, open it up in WebEdit and do it. It's basically like a text editor.
Yeah, like a notepad.
Yeah, but it has, you know, codes for the HTML, so it makes it a little easier.
So do you do much work then with CSS and some of the advanced scripting features that now the web has to offer?
I don't personally, but I don't do design anymore. I have people that do that kind of stuff.
You have people.
Yeah, my new venture, Search Creative, is a new company that I formed with a design marketing company in Boston, and we do, you know, full design. They do all the CSS and all that stuff. But that was one thing I never really quite learned about this to do CSS and. I just, you know, I like to stick with the old-fashioned methods.
So when you sell yourself to a potential client, how do you pitch your services?
Well, I don't really sell myself too much. People generally come to me because they hear about me from my newsletter articles. If they're looking for SEO, they pretty much find me one way or another. You know, I mean, when I ask clients, you know, how'd you find me? They're like, well, I saw your article here. This guy recommended you. And, you know, so I don't sell myself too much. I just basically, you know, answer their questions and let them know I know what I'm doing, and it sells itself.
And that begs the question, you know, your SEO, where do you rank in the search engines for those particular terms?
Well, my site's actually, for the phrase search engine optimization in Google, I'm always two or three for the last 6 months or so. And for a while, I was at my old RankRight site was two or three for like 2 or 3 years, and then I switched it and moved to my other site, and it took a while to get back in that spot, but I'm back there now, so that helps too.
Now, what do you think about this whole blogging thing? Is it a fad? Is it something that's an evolution? Is it revolutionary? What's your take?
Blogging, I mean, I think it's just it's no different than, you know, forums and things like that. As far as SEO purposes, I don't think it's anything special. You know, it's no special, no more better than having just a site out there. But, I mean, I think it's here to stay. It seems that it's going beyond that these days with people doing all that podcasting and all that stuff, but it's not really my realm of experience too much.
So if a client of yours would want to have a blog or would want to do a podcast, what would you say to them?
I'd say if you get the time and somebody, you know, who will devote to it and really loves what they're doing and wants to, you have to kind of live and breathe that sort of thing, you know, to make it good. Otherwise, it's just going to be another dead blog up online. So, you know, it's not something that I generally recommend to clients unless they're of the right type that want to spend the time on it.
Like the blogger or the podcaster type.
Exactly.
The people who have plenty of time on their hands.
Yeah, well, people like me who spend, you know, who live online all day, you know. I mean, I'm at my forum. I just live there, and that's the same with a blog. You kind of got to, you just got to be there, you know, 24 hours a day and writing stuff. And
so one of the first pages you optimized was this parent site, parent home?
Parents room.
Parents room. So the first site that you put online, or no, one of the first sites that you search engine optimized was Parents Room. Are you still doing something like that today?
Like the Parents Room? That site's actually still up there. I don't really work on it at all anymore, but no, it's there. I mean, now I concentrate more on the SEO stuff. I have a million different, you know, between my newsletter and High Rankings Advisor and my forum, the High Rankings Forum, pretty much spending all my time doing that stuff and working for clients.
Now, you say newsletter. Have you ever thought about doing something in RSS, or are you already?
My newsletter has an RSS feed, and my forum has an RSS feed, so all those people can catch them that way.
Now, the forum, is this centered around SEO stuff?
Yeah, it's a search engine marketing forum, so we have different categories for SEO, you know, submitting to directories, regular SEO, PPC. We even have a running a business section for people who are interested in that kind of stuff. And it's a very busy, busy forum.
What kind of clientele usually comes to you? Is it a certain type, whether it's a certain type of business, certain type of person?
I don't have any particular niche for a type of business. I do all different kinds of, I've done, you know, anything from real estate to, you know, big giant brands these days. Used to work for smaller companies. Now I'm getting much more because my name's out there more. I get a lot of bigger brands and, you know, really big sites these days, which is why I needed to partner and start the Search Creative, because there's only so much one person can do yourself. I still do a lot of consulting with companies where I'll either go in-house and train some of their people, or just I do a lot of site analysis reports and phone consultations as well.
When it comes to search engine optimization, are there certain things that people just don't seem to get over and over and over again?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely, like the whole roadmap thing. People seem to think that there's just some formula they can follow. And, you know, if I do this, 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 and this, my site's going to rank highly. And I get emails all the time, you know, I did this. I put keywords in the title. I put keywords here. I did this. I put keywords here. And how come I'm still not ranking highly? And they don't get that there's more of an art to it. It's not, you would think it'd be a science. You'd think it's math and that it's just all figure the formula out and you should be able to do all right. But somehow the search engines are much more intelligent than that, and it just doesn't work that way. And that's really difficult for people to get, except for having experience and sort of doing it for years, and it starts to become more intuitive. It makes it's funny how that people will never seem to get that.
What's your favorite search engine?
I pretty much use Google for the most part.
Who doesn't? So you use Google, like, 99% of the planet. What would it take to steer you to another search engine? How is it going to move you away? And it being just this mysterious, could be an existing search engine, could be one that hasn't even been invented yet. What are you looking for in a search engine?
I think that's a good question. Not so much for me, because I'm not a big searcher. I mean, I look at Google to find out where people are ranking and stuff like that. But I think in terms of the search engines themselves, it's Google's to lose, because they are so popular. They're the brand. Everyone says, let's Google this. And so I think, you know, as they start to become if their results start to keep stinking like sometimes they do, you know, that's going to drive people away from them.
And when you say these results are stinking, which is a good way to put it, what do you mean? Are these for certain keywords that consistently aren't being indexed properly, or at least according to your methodology?
Well, we're seeing more and more where they're focusing more on informational sites in the organic results instead of commercial stuff, because they seem to want to steer people to the ads. And I don't think people notice that as much. And I think the relevancy in Google has been down lately, where you're just getting all these crazy directory sites, although they are trying to fight that. And I don't think the average searcher is really noticing it yet. I think they're thinking, well, I'm just not searching right, and so they're changing their search query. And that's fine if they can keep doing that. But eventually, you know, they may realize they could find something better. But I do think it's Google's to lose. They have to really mess up really bad for people to start moving somewhere else. And I don't know if that means someone will go to an existing engine. I don't think any of the other engines today are any better. Maybe if some new engine comes about that's just, you know, years ahead of Google. I mean, that's how Google got in to begin with. They just were that much better than, say, AltaVista, which was probably the best at the time.
Who is the coolest person you've met because of the business that you're in?
Coolest person, Danny Sullivan, probably, I'd say. He's sort of always been a mentor to me. So I'd say definitely him. I love the way he stays so unbiased, and because I don't, I'm like very opinionated, and you know, I'm the opposite. And sometimes I read his stuff and I think, wow, how did he, you know, be able to do both sides so well? And I think I've grown to a little bit where I can be a little bit more that way.
Have you been doing search engine strategies on a regular basis? I mean, every single one, or at least the ones in the States, the New York, San Jose, or do you go to other conferences like search engine strategies that are either on the map or not necessarily on the map?
Yeah, I've been doing these search engine strategies since about, I think, 99 or 2000, I think. I do all the U.S. ones, and I do a lot of the international ones, London, and I went to Stockholm and Munich. I also have done a couple of ad techs over the years. I also do my own seminars that I've started to do the past 2 or 3 years, which are much smaller than these. You know, we get anywhere from 40 to 100 people at them. And, you know, we've gone to different places across the country, and that's been good, too. But I do a few other ones, like when groups want me to speak, I do those kinds of things, too.
Would you rather be in a smaller group or a larger group?
Doesn't really matter. I don't have a preference. Either way is fun.
And what does your family think about all the stuff that you do? Do they understand it?
They do understand it for the most part, because I have three kids. They're 18, 16, and 12, and they've grown up, you know, since I've been online for so long. They've grown up with the internet, so they understand a lot of it. And, you know, I talk to them about it. And I mean, I think they think it's kind of funny that I go up and speak in public, because I'm really a very shy, quiet person at home. I'm happy just to sit on my computer all day and not talk to anybody. So for them to think about me speaking is funny. And my parents especially, they're like, you're speaking? Because, you know, I was like the shyest kid in the world. So it's cool.
Is there a family business then that's going to happen? Are you going to pass the torch at some point in the future?
That's hard to say. I don't know if any of the kids might be interested eventually. My oldest is going to college in the fall, but I don't see her as probably coming with me. But, you know, you never know. One of the others, or maybe even her. Who knows? Who knows what this industry will be like in 5, you know, years anyway? It probably won't even exist for all we know.
So when you're not SEOing, and it sounds like you're doing that a lot, what would you be doing?
Oh, God, I'm like 18 hours on the computer all day. Otherwise, I'm driving kids to school, or I'm pretty much, that's about it, making dinner maybe, you know, in between SEO.
So you're like a super mom.
Yeah, I'm a mom at home. I work at home, and I, you know, I sit in my pajamas all day and drive the kids around, and that's what's so great about it. I mean, I started out just being a mom at home. I was fooling around on the computer when the kids were napping, and just grew from there. That's why it's, you know, just amazing.
How are Christmases or holidays, I should say, around the household?
We're not real big on holidays, actually. We don't do we don't do lots of presents and things like that. So we'll go away. My husband likes to take vacations, so he usually plans something, you know, where we go away for Christmas or for Thanksgiving and take a few days off, and I have to try to leave the computers at home.
So do you ever share those experiences with your readership, the experiences that you have when you're on vacation?
Yeah, I in my newsletter, I usually have a little section at the bottom where I kind of mention what we did this week, or, you know, what one kid did this, and, you know, and people seem to love that. My parents, that's like, that's how they keep up with what's happening in the family. And, you know, the readers, too, some of them will say, you know, oh, that's my favorite part, you know, and I always think it's silly because I just say, you know, well, Timmy got an A on his test, you know, whatever, and people love that.
Do your family feel like celebrities of sorts when that happens?
No, I don't. Well, maybe. I mean, they, yeah, like I mentioned my daughter, she's in Hawaii right now. She's coming to San Jose to meet me and then going back with me. My sister lives in Hawaii, so I mentioned something about that in the last newsletter, and she said something, why did you talk about me? They don't really like it all. So they're like, don't talk about me, but they get a little used to it. They don't usually know because they don't bother to read it, so I don't usually tell them, but every now and then they find out.
Is Google your, I know it's your favorite search engine, but is it your favorite website?
No, highrankings.com is my favorite website.
Well, that's a little biased.
Yes, that's a little biased. That's true. I'm trying to think if I have others. You know, I mean, I mostly go to different forums and things like that about SEO. You know, I go to the Search Engine Watch forum and the Thread Watch forum and my forum, but I really don't go to a lot of other sites all that much.
Well, that's good, though, for your clients. I mean, they know you're focused. They know you're in on it.
I live and breathe SEO. I mean, that's like totally what I do.
I can sense that. Thank you, Jill, for your time.
Thank you.
This interview brought to you by the all-new MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com. Visit thechrisparulloshow.com for more audio downloads. And remember to tune in every Thursday night for our live show.